You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The student becomes the teacher. It's Lecture Me.
You're the teacher.
Excited to be the teacher.
Yeah, you're excited to be the teacher. I'm assigned to muck about with these faders on the desk here. Lecture Me, we've got to sit up straight, pay attention. What are they teaching at Te Papa Taumata Rau, the University of Auckland these days? And you may have heard Caden there. And Caden is our guest this morning, Caden Tipler. Their lecture is on the subject of New Zealand history. That's about as much as I know. So, morena?
Morena. Yeah, so I'm speaking today on History 107, Titiro Whakamuri with Dr. Rowan Light. So this course is to try and understand the overarching question of New Zealand history, which is ko waitato, who are we together?
Is this part of this new curriculum that was spoken about maybe a year or so ago, or is it an ongoing course with the university?
So it's an ongoing course with the university, but what I will say is I think that curriculum is shaping the way that university New Zealand history is taught. So this is really an introductory course designed for people who have no knowledge of New Zealand history. But if you're coming from a background where you've learnt about it in high school, which is what I did, you'll get so much more out of this as a course.
Oh, great. Okay, Caden. And I've got to say hello to your mum who's here too. Hi, Jo.
Mum's in the background. Mum says hi.
Kia ora. So you are in your second year at university.
Yes, yep,
right.
I am.
And did you go to high school in Auckland? I like to ask all my students this.
Yes. So I finished year 12 at Selwyn College and went straight into doing law, history and Māori studies.
Okay. Yep. That was year one.
Yes.
And what are you actually going to come out of all of this with?
Well, that's my degree. I'm doing a double degree. So I'm doing a law degree and then I'm doing a Bachelor of Arts in History and Māori Studies.
Okay. So what do you want to ultimately do?
Great question. I have no idea. Range of pathways are still open to me. Definitely interested in media as well. I'm obviously at BFM hosting The Wire, so yeah. That's another side to me as well.
All right. Shall I give you some advice? Don't go there. No. Go into law. You'll end up with a job forever.
Right. But New Zealand history is obviously a huge interest of mine, and I'm really enjoying the course so far.
I can get onto the course.
That's what I'm here to talk about. I'm passionate about it. I'm ready to go.
I want to find out more about you. So do you live at home with Jo?
Yes. So I live with my parents and my brother at home still. Auckland rent is not it when you're a student.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Every student that I have spoken to so far, only been about three, they all live at home.
Yes. No, that doesn't surprise me at all. I think I saw a study recently that said the average age that people are moving out of home now is 27. So most people who are still studying who aren't working full-time, it makes financial sense to stay living at home.
I should have a microphone on, Jo. All good at home, Jo?
It's great.
It's great. Okay, good.
She's here with me. She's supportive. She likes what I'm doing.
I'm sure she does, yeah. Keep your room nice and tidy, do you?
Oh, well.
Who cares? Right, okay. So, okay, Caden, so let's talk about New Zealand history and this course.
Yeah. So, sorry, I was absolutely raring to go to talk about this.
Yeah, no.
So,
no.
Yeah. So, ko waitato, who are we together, the theme of the course, it's a question that was asked most recently after March 15th. It's about finding our place as Pākehā, as Māori, as tō iwi. It comes in when we talk about Anzac Day, the blood we share is the Māori television slogan for Anzac Day. We've talked about it in terms of he iwi kotahi tato, we are one iwi, which is what Hobson said in 1840 and has been reframed by groups such as the Hobson's Pledge today. So this is really, this is a reductive way of putting it, but my lecturer said if you think about freedom as the overarching theme of American history, you can look at ko waitato, who are we together, as the overarching theme of New Zealand history.
Well, reframed, that's a word, isn't it?
Yes.
Can you explain more about that?
Yeah, I think, well, part of why I enjoy New Zealand history so much is because it you have to understand history to know how we got where we are today. Te Tiro Whakamuri, the name of the course, is looking backwards to move forward, to understand the things we see in the news today, the things that I'm talking about on BFM's The Wire, the Treaty Principles Bill, for example, the recent Abuse in Care report. We have to look at those things in the context of our history as being Māori and Pākehā trying to live on the same place in Aotearoa.
Okay, so is this course for the entire year?
This is just for this semester. So this is a half-season course. Yeah, so I'm brand new. Only 2 weeks in.
So just started. All right.
Yes, just started.
All right. So in the last lecture that you did,
yes,
what was the overarching theme within that?
Yeah, so the last lecture we did was all about the first period of encounter between Māori and Europeans. So this was roughly the period of the 1760s to 1840 when Te Tiriti o Waitangi was signed. And this was really fascinating. The thing I really took away from it is, for the first time, we have these two new identities formed. When Māori met Europeans, we had Māori become Māori for the first time. So previously, Māori identified exclusively by the iwi or hapu or whānau groups, and now they have this new political identity of Māori forming, which means normal, against the abnormal of the Europeans' arrival. And then secondary to that, we have this new identity of Pākehā forming because Europeans are seen in the eyes of Māori for the first time.
Right, so we're talking 1760, so there's a lot of foreigners trailing around in the waters around New Zealand.
And yes, hellhole of the Pacific and all that. Yeah.
Yes, hellhole of the Pacific, that's right. That might have come a little bit later. do you actually focus on who was trying to come and colonise New Zealand, Aotearoa, at that time?
Yeah, I mean, it's still early days, so it's obviously pre-New Zealand Company and the real attempt at land grabs that almost came with Te Tiriti, the treaty, and after that period. But this is really a period of two groups trying to understand each other.
Okay, so this is the 80 years between 1760 and 1840. So that's your first, we start, that's good to do it in a chronological order, of course.
Yeah, well, it works chronologically and thematically in a way, because the theme is encounters. For the first time, we see, you know, Māori introduced to Christianity, and from the Pākehā end, we see attempts to compose the first Māori dictionary. The first Māori dictionary is titled A Kōrero, which we can now understand as Kōrero. So we see these early things starting to come into play.
And who composed that?
That would be a very natural follow-up question, and I've completely gone blank on the name. But it was actually, it was a missionary with no linguistic background, which I find extremely funny. So that's possibly why we end up with all these mistakes. Ngāpuhi is the word for people in the first Māori dictionary, because that was a natural assumption to make. You ask, who are you? They said, Ngāpuhi. So there's all these sort of linguistic errors because they didn't bother sending an actual linguistic to work out the dictionary.
All right, so from here, this is the foundation of the course. No doubt you have some information about where this course is going to go over the semester, and where does it take you?
Yeah, so you're generally correct. It's done sort of chronologically. So we have the encounter stage, then, as I've alluded to, the next stage will be going into the years following Te Tiriti o Waitangi, the First World War, the Second World War, the idea of Anzacs and how that shaped our identity. And then really the course finishes into the recent protest years, the Māori Renaissance, Nuclear Free, the Springbok protests, and how that set us up for the 21st century.
And what's your knowledge of these things before going into the course?
Yeah, so I guess there's two areas my knowledge comes from. One would be studying history in high school, New Zealand history especially. I was really lucky that even though it wasn't mandated when I was in high school, we had a history teacher who really cared about it and wanted us to understand our history.
Can I just quickly interrupt you there? There's interesting about the history teaching and that the teachers themselves are able to choose what they teach.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So it's completely down to what teacher you get. And I think this is a whole separate tangent, but it's a big thing about Aotearoa's curriculum in general, is so much of it is down to the quality of the teacher or the interests of the teacher who you get.
Yeah, great. So you were lucky in that regard?
I was very lucky in that regard. And, you know, some of these things we still talk about, I've been quite politically engaged. So I've been aware of nuclear-free protests, the Springbok protests, from a 21st century context looking back. When you think about something like the school strike for climate, they'll say it's the largest protest since X protest to happen, and that prompts the wheels of me going, okay, so what happened to lead us here today?
Great. All right. Well, thank you very much. If I was going to go to do a course at university, I'd be quite interested in that.
It's a great course. I do recommend it. Dr. Rowan Light's fantastic, and he has a BWB text called Why Memory Matters, which goes into a lot of these thematics which I discussed today.
What does that mean, a BWB text?
BWB, so BWD. BWB. They're a press, and they do a series of New Zealand-themed books looking at New Zealand politics, New Zealand history.
Okay.
Yeah, so a range of really interesting...
BWB Press,
yeah, yes. Okay, so if you're a book nerd like myself, when I say BWB book, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
I thought I was a book nerd, but I obviously don't.
Oh, well, clearly you need to get reading more New Zealand politics and history.
Yeah, I do. Very good. And what's the day hold for you? Mark's going off to Bethel's Beach. Where are you going?
Well, it's Zine Fest in Tamaki today, so yeah. Hopefully going to head down to the art gallery and see some of the awesome zines. I have a few friends there, so I think it'll be a good day.
Oh yeah, what are they doing? What have they put out?
A range of zines, lots of poetry. Some of them do like cartoon drawings. They're artists, which I find very impressive because I have zero artistic talent. So I'm very keen to go support them.
Oh, that's fantastic. So where is it? The gallery?
The art gallery,
yes. Art gallery,
Yeah, free to get in. And designs are very affordable too, like $5 each. So great to support local artists as well.
Take some cash. I wonder if they'll have EFTPOS, will they?
I'm sure they'll have EFTPOS. But, you know, if you have cash to spare and want to get rid of your cash, it's the opportunity.
Fantastic. Okay, so you've chosen a track for us, Caden. What have you got?
So I've got Iho from Geneva AM, one of my favourite New Zealand artists, and she writes a lot about being Māori in Aotearoa and almost the impact of colonisation. So I thought very appropriate for New Zealand history.
Very appropriate. Ngā mihi, thank you very much for coming in.
Kia ora, thank you for having me.
And Jo, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Mum says thank you.
Okay. You're right.
That was Lecture Me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.